8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Really cool story as to this, how this all came about. And I have to say this, it's in some ways a disclaimer. Bob Nutzhorn, who is the administrator of the Galesburg Christian School, Bob is a Cub fan, and I have never held that against him. And especially in this case, when he's doing a really cool thing that involves the Cardinals in Busch Stadium. Bob joins us here this morning. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you. And I'm not holding against you that you're wearing a Cardinals shirt today.
I didn't even think about that fact when I put this on this morning. I thought, you know what? They lost yesterday. I don't care.
I'm still going to represent. You got to support your team. I agree with that. I do.
All right. Well, we are kind of this in some ways is also kind of the start of our back-to-school tour with the local administrators, because you guys will be starting a little later than some. August 27th is your
August
start date?
August 27th is our start date. Yep, first day of school on that Tuesday, and looking forward to get things rolling for us.
Okay, so at the end of this past school year, what was the enrollment?
We had 160, 158, somewhere around there, yep.
And you're already at
We're at 179 right now. So yeah, we've experienced a lot of growth again, and just students I know that are coming back that just haven't finished their enrollment yet, I think will be 189, 190, somewhere around there. So yeah, it's amazing.
Is that increase in a certain area, grade level, grade school, high school, or is it just kind of overall?
It's overall, although a heavy portion in our preschool K-4 program. So right now we are just a few spots from being full in those programs, and we added a class this year. So we have 5 early education classrooms, and they're completely full. So.
Well, I know you had some issues with space because of enrollment growing, and you added some.
We added quite a bit. Yeah.
Some. I don't want to call them temporary, but remote.
Right. Space. Yeah, they're called modular buildings. We put the city of Galesburg helped us put those in as helped force us. Let's put it that way. To put them into as the permanent buildings. So, and they're nice. They really are. People are kind of amazed when you walk in. They look like just a regular building and nice big classrooms. So, but yeah, we built those last 3-4 years. And we're getting full now, and so we're going to have a challenge. So.
Yeah, I say, is that big enough to accommodate the still growing enrollment?
Yeah, we can fit about 220 in there if the growth is all in the right classroom. So we're getting close to being pretty full, and it's exciting. I just attribute that to our great staff and tremendous parents that really believe what we're doing and then talk about it. And so that word of mouth is huge. So it really is a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, you got some really fun things going on, of course.
Yeah.
Let's start before we get to the baseball game, the back to school bash, which is coming up already. Week from tonight, next Thursday.
Yeah. So we have a new parents group that's formed that just wants to be a support to the school. And so our parents kind of got together, formed this group, and they're putting on this back-to-school bash. And this isn't just for our students. We're inviting other people to come out. We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have a petting zoo. We're going to have all kinds of fun games. And this is geared towards preschool all the way through high school. We have got specific games and things that the high schoolers can play. We're going to have hen house barbecue out there. They're going to have their food truck out there. You can purchase food. We're going to be giving tours of the school if you want to check out what we're all about. Talk to some of our coaches about athletics. The whole thing. We're really excited about the opportunity we have to kind of show off our school and let parents interact with each other, let the kids meet each other, get back to that back-to-school feeling. So,
What time will that get underway?
I think it's at 5. Okay. I don't remember. I should, but it's on our Facebook page. Follow our Facebook page for lots of announcements. But I believe it's at 5 or 5:30. We're looking forward to having a great time. I'll be there all night. Love to show people around the school and just talk to them about what we do.
No dunk tank that you're going to be in?
they were talking about that. I don't know if that happened or not. They were talking about it. I may be surprised that night by a dunk tank. So
Bob,
that's
I hope you brought your swim trunks.
Yeah, that's a possibility. They like to give me some abuse every once in a while, which I can take it. I handle that. So
Bob Nutzhorn, he's the administrator of the Galesburg Christian School. The back-to-school bash happening next Wednesday night.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Yep. So as far as enrollment, if somebody's been thinking about it, is there the deadline for enrollment for this school year?
The biggest thing is making sure we have room in those specific classes. And right now, the only class we're completely full in is our K-4 program. But we still have room in our preschool program, just a few spots. And that's for 3- and 4-year-olds. And then we've got a few other classes that are really close to being full. But if you give us a call or go to our website, there's a link right there to continue your enrollment. You can even see what the tuition will be before you do anything. So we have a whole tuition calculator there. We try to make things affordable. We have unfortunately ran out of financial aid. We gave over $35,000 of financial aid this year. We've used all that up. It's a great program. We've had just so much success and we're really excited about this year as well.
We'll talk more about curriculum and the education you get at Galesburg Christian Schools coming up. Bob Newthorn, the administrator there. So the other really big event coming up is Thursday, September 5th, Busch Stadium in St. Louis, St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. And it's not big just because it's the Cardinals. I mean, I think that's big enough. But you have got different levels of choirs at your school, grade school and junior high and high school. They're all going to team together, those that can and want to participate, and they are going to be singing the national anthem before the Cardinals-Giants game. That is really cool.
How cool is that, huh? I mean, what a memorable thing for these kids to be able to do, get on the field. Unfortunately, we have too many of us. I guess they're not going to let us be down by home plate. They're going to put us in the right field corner because we're going to have at least 100 kids.
I've seen that a lot there because it's with the big groups, whether it's a band or a choir.
But what a cool experience for our kids to get right on the field, sing the national anthem in front of all those people, be on TV, the whole thing. And so we're really excited about it. It really is. And Mr. Barker, our Bible teacher and high school principal, he kind of started all this off. He was a personal friend of Patrick Wisdom. He used to play for the Cardinals, and they met in Peoria at the Chiefs game, and they kind of developed a friendship. And so that all got this launched last year about this time. And it's really neat. We're really excited about it.
Unfortunately, Patrick Wisdom, not with the Cardinals, got traded, but still, it's a really cool story of how that all came together.
Yeah, it really was.
You know, Cardinals are really good about things like that. And every game, there's some group or another, whether it's a school group or whatever, that's there singing. And you said you got kind of four lucky the staff members / students that are going to get to do some other things.
Yeah, we have a few that are going to be able to go and have like a behind-the-scenes tour and get to meet some players. And so, I'm excited about that, too. I'm not going to go to that. I'm going to stay with the students, but I think Mr. Barker's going to be able to go to that and some other faculty or family. And so it's pretty exciting that they get to do that. So
well, the other fun thing is it's a couple of days off school, too.
Yes.
This will be a normal school day, Thursday. Right. So, but Thursday and Friday, the 5th and 6th, you guys are just going to go ahead and take the days off.
Thursday we're taking completely off, and Friday we're going to be open for people that need care for their kids, because we know that's going to be a hardship for some. We have so many families that said, hey, we want to stay down there, make a long weekend of it. Can we just not have school on Friday? We have the ability to do that. So we said, you know, that'll work. So we won't have a normal class on Friday, but we'll have, care there for your kids if they need it. But Thursday is going to be completely off because we're anticipating a good majority of our family is going to be down there in St. Louis. So.
Well, and then the other thing is you're also selling tickets for the game, group tickets, and the great seats down along the right field line, first baseline right field there. And so you still have some of those available.
We do. We actually sold out of our original 350 they gave us to sell, and we've sold several more than that. But we have a few more that are available to us, but we have to have those tickets sold by Saturday. That's the last minute that we can get so that we can get them from the Cardinals in time. And they're good seats, and they're only $30 right now. And so they're down to, I think I said, 130, 131, something like that,
right around,
132.
Yeah.
So they're pretty good seats for $30. And so if you go to our Facebook page, there's a link there, and you can find that and join us. You know, you don't have to be part of the school to go. When Mr. Barker told me that we had to sell 350 tickets, I'm like, how are we going to be able to do that? And then they just kept on coming in and coming in and coming in. And so that's been really neat to see that this many people want to go with us and want to see our kids and want to support school and support Galesburg. You know, that's a deal for Galesburg. So we're excited about that. We really are.
Yeah, and people will get to see up on the scoreboard. When the kids are singing, you'll be up there on the scoreboard, and then they'll flash up their, welcome Galesburg Christian School. And so that's a really, really neat thing. Got to have your phone cameras ready for
That's right.
Bob Newthorn is the administrator of the Galesburg Christian School, joining us here this morning. So again, you can go the link on the Facebook page for Galesburg Christian School if you would like to buy tickets. Again, the game is Thursday, September 5th, Busch Stadium. It's a 12:15 start. The businessman special, they used to call that, afternoon game between the Cardinals and San Francisco Giants. And even for Cub fans, it's going to be fun.
It will be. and I promise not to root too loudly against the Cardinals. That's my promise.
So. Well, my guess is you will not be the only Cub fan in your group.
Oh. I'm guessing that's the truth, yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit more with school, back to school starting, and your enrollment continues to grow. So how many years for you now?
This is my 7th year I'm starting.
And what did you recall the enrollment your first year?
The year before I got there, it was 69 students.
Wow.
And so, we've done a lot of growing.
More than 100, better than that. You're up to 179 so far. It expected to be over 180. Talk about talk about the education somebody will get. Because one of the great things, like here in Galesburg, and I don't know what it's like in other communities, you don't hear people on either side saying, well, you come get the private school, the Christian school, education is better than the public school. You don't hear the public school, well, this is better. That you don't hear that, which is a good thing.
Right.
But talk about the education that somebody's child will get at Galesburg Christian School.
Sure. We pride ourselves on a few things. First off, we really think it's important for families that are looking for it, for that biblical worldview. So they're going to understand kind of all of their education through the lens of God's word and God, and just so that they can see how history has evolved through him working. And so that's important to us. But so number one, that. But also we really pride ourselves on a small class sizes. So we max our classrooms off at 15 students. And there are some students that just thrive under that. You know, some students can handle a classroom of 30. Some simply, they just get lost. And so we really specialize in that ability to interact with every student. And I know that makes a difference in kids' lives. And so as we're able to offer that all the way through, it really helps us just get that student rooted so that they can really grow in their education as they move forward. And so that extends all the way through from preschool all the way through high school. And we're adding on what we expect from our students all the way through. And that one continuous school where we can just continue to build and build and build just really helps us. And so then our teachers are able to impact these kids and help these kids and see where they're struggling and just encourage them. And so we have some great success stories of kids that have grown a lot just because of the attention that we can give them. So, and I'm a firm believer in this. My daughters, one of them started when they were in second grade here at Galesburg Christian. One of them started when they were in kindergarten. So we've been a part of the school for a long time. They're now, one's going to be a junior in college and one's going to be a freshman in college. So, I mean, we've been through it all with them. And so I'm really a firm believer in what we're doing. And that makes a difference too, just that longevity.
When do you see a pretty good percentage of your students that actually go on to college for their education?
It's a little bit challenging to tell right now because our high school is the eighth year of our high school. Yeah. So trying to gauge some of that. Not a lot of numbers yet because the first few years we didn't have any graduates because we were just starting off. And so, it's been exciting. This year we've got several of our graduates actually going on to Carl Sandburg, some of them taking advantage of the Galesburg Promise, which is an amazing, amazing program, which more people need to know about because it's so amazing. So for that, you know, they're prepared. They're ready to go. We have some that are, one's actually going to play volleyball at Lincoln Christian.
Oh, wow.
And so, they get to go play volleyball. So with our athletic program, you know, students are able to do that. We have a student right now being looked at for soccer, too, one of my soccer players. And so they're able to go and continue on their athletics at college. And so it's a neat opportunities. Even though we're a small school, we offer all those the boys and girls volleyball, which there's not many schools that offer boys volleyball, which is a really growing sport right now. And we do boys and girls soccer and boys and girls basketball. And so there's lots of opportunities for these kids to grow.
Yeah, not only the education, but the extracurriculars as well.
Yeah, and music is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Every student from third grade on up is in a music theory class. So we're not just teaching them to sing in a choir. We're teaching them why those notes mean what they mean. And we think that really helps develop – well, studies have shown again and again that training in music really helps develop the brain so that they can learn even more. And so we think that's a really important part.
You know, Bob Newthorne, the administrator of Galesburg Christian School, you may have a parent say, well, you know, we don't go to church. I'm not a Christian. Would my student fit in there? You know, and you say Christ-based education, but algebra is still algebra.
Yep.
They're still learning. You know, everything you're going to learn in the public school, you're still learning there.
Right. And we are not, we do not require our students or our families be church attenders or believers in Christ. However, we're going to continue to teach what we teach,
and
they're going to hear that.
Yeah.
But that's not something that we require. We want to be open to a lot of different families, a lot of different faiths. And as we do that, we think we're going to impact people and they're going to see what we have in God and our relationship with God and how much that helps the students become grounded and rooted. And that's an important part of what we're doing.
Not going to harm your child in any way, that's
for
sure.
No, it's not.
That's for
sure. No, we think it's an important part, so yeah.
Well, again, if somebody's interested in enrollment, go to the website?
Yeah, website. Give us a call at the office, 343-8008. We'd love to talk with you. But go to the website and our Facebook page. There's so much information on there, and you'll be able to figure out how to get those tickets, come to the Back to School Bash, Other things that are happening.
Yeah, again, next Thursday is the back to school bash, and that, again, a chance for you to kind of take a look at Galesburg Christian School. They'll get a chance to chat with you and some of the teachers as well.
Yeah, we're also having a deal with YEM. They're coming coming out for the little car. I forget what they call it, but it's
test drive.
Yeah, test drive thing. Yeah. So you hop in the car, you go for a test drive. We get money. That's not a hard thing, is it?
Exactly. So, that's pretty cool.
Come out and help us with that too, because we want to max that out. You know, we want to take all of that money from Chrysler and say, hey, here you go. So
now is that going on during the back to school bash.
Okay. So your kids have something to do. They can go play. You go take a test drive quick.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing. So yeah, if you can help us out with that would be huge. And we love that YEM's doing this with us. You know, they've been great to partner with in this, and we've been working on that for quite a while too, trying to get that all worked out. But we're excited that it's going to work out, and that's going to be a great event for us.
And of course, Thursday the 5th is the baseball game at Busch Stadium, 12:15 start. And you can again go to the Facebook page. There's a link to get your tickets there. And they've got until when? Just Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, you got until Saturday really at least to get the tickets through right. your group.
Yeah, you can still obviously get tickets through Cardinals, but these are just quite a bit cheaper, and you'll be with the Galesburg group. So
yeah, absolutely. So again, that game coming up on Thursday, September 5th. Bob, always appreciate your time, and hope we get to fill out the rest of those seats. All the tickets.
Yeah, that'd
be
great. That'd be great. And thanks for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it.